take a walk, Paul. It's such a pretty day.
Okay.
That's a real pretty day or something like that.
If something has been there forever, you might say, why, it's something been there. It's been there forever. It's all...
been there always, I mean.
Okay. If somebody moved in across the street in 1960, you might say, he's lived there ever, what, 1960?
Ever since 1960.
Okay. If somebody didn't do something by accident, you'd say he did it?
Done on purpose.
Okay. Somebody asks you a question while you're reading, and you want to answer, yes, but you're busy, so might you say, mm-hmm, or mm, or what do you think you'd say?
I might grunt or something, say, just a minute, I'll tell you in a minute.
Okay. Would you ever say, uh-huh?
I don't know. I think if I was reading, maybe I might tell you, wait till I get through reading this and I'll tell you.
Okay. And how about, if you wanted to say no, would you ever say, mm-mm, or uh-uh?
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, yeah, I said uh-huh, and uh-uh. Yeah, I made them expressions to people.
Okay.
Uh-huh, and uh-uh. Yeah, I've said that.
Okay. Now, if somebody asks you something and you're not sure about it or not, you say, well, would you say, I think so, or I think so?
If I wasn't sure about it, I'd say, well, I think so, but I don't really know.
Okay. I don't know the answer to that, so I'm going to what? Somebody else.
I'm going to ask somebody else about it.
Okay. And yesterday, I what him the question.
Yesterday, I asked him about it.
Okay. Did they fight? Yes, they.
Yeah, they fought.
Did he draw out the blade? Yes, he.
Yeah, he drawed out his knife.
Okay.
I'd call it knife.
Okay. If somebody, let's see, now, if there's a crane that's working on a building project and it has to lift something terribly heavy, what would you say it's going to, what? This
crane going to pick it up.
Okay. Now, there's a word that begins with an H for that. Hoist.
Well, yeah, hoist it, but I'd say the crane's going to pick it up.
Would you ever use that word hoist in any situation?
No, I don't think so. But when I put a jack on the car, start jack up a tire that's flat, I just said, I'm going to jack this tire up, jack this wheel up.
Okay.
I wouldn't say I'd hoist it up, I don't think.
Okay, well,
hoist is probably the right word, but I wouldn't say hoist.
Well, suppose you were going to boost a child up a tree. Would you use it in that situation?
Well, no, I just say I'm going to push him up the tree.
Well, that's all. That's it. That wasn't so bad, was it?
No.
See if this is going to be working all right. What animals does pork come from?
Hogs.
Does that word mean both male and female animals?
Yes.
Okay. And both young and old ones?
Well, yes.
What's the difference between a pig and a hog?
Well, a pig's a young hog.
Okay.
And a hog is usually older, larger hog.
Okay.
Pig's small.
What's a male hog called?
We call them bull hogs.
Okay. Now, here again, I'm going to ask you about the women. Might a woman use another word?
Well, she'd probably say just a male hog.
Okay. And what about a farmer?
Well, a farmer, he called a male hog a bull hog, and a female a sow hog.
Okay. What is a hog called that's been rendered sterile?
Well, now, that's a bar. A male hog, it's been rendered sterile. It's called a bar.
Okay. Let's see, what do you call the stiff hair on a hog's neck?
I always call it the bristles.
And what do you call the flexible, oh no, that's the same thing. Let's see, what do you call the large upper teeth of a hog?
It's tush.
Okay. Let's see, what do hogs eat from?
Well, mostly a trough.
Okay. And if you had one trough and added one more, then you'd have?
You'd have two troughs.
Okay. Let's see, what is the process of rendering a male animal sterile called?
Well, that's removing its testicles.